Welcome to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows podcast channel. The sermon you are about to hear is from our worship service on April 7th, 2024. For more information about the community and ministries of St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows, you can visit our website, smlutheran.org. And if you would like to contribute financially to help sustain the ministries here at St. Mark's, you'll find information on how to do that there as well. And now, here's Pastor Siggy Helgeson with the Gospel reading.
The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 13. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And talking with each other about all these things that had happened, while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since that those things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and they did not find his body there. They came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it, just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us along the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Wow! This is so cool! Do you see it? Oh my goodness, this is amazing! I wonder if any of you had these special kind of glasses. Did you watch the eclipse this past week? Well, I know we weren't exactly in the path of totality. And it might have been, well, a little cloudy. So there may have been some reasons why this time around didn't really see the eclipse. But I remember back in 2017 when I got these glasses that it was really exciting to be able to use them to be able to see kind of this once-in-a-lifetime solar eclipse. And so it made me start thinking about, well, you know, you really can't see it without, you know, some kind of special device. And most of us were using these glasses to be able to see the eclipse. Otherwise, you would just completely miss it. So I started thinking about things in our lives that perhaps we miss. Maybe things that are things that we can't really see. You know, things like faith, or things like hope, or maybe seeing God active in our lives, or Jesus in presence in our lives, and how nice it would be if we could just put on some glasses to be able to see that. Well, during this Easter season, we have been reading through the Gospel of John and overhearing the story of the resurrection and how the disciples themselves weren't able to see and understand what was really going on until they had an encounter with the risen Christ. And then their eyes were opened. An empty tomb was just not enough. Peter saw, and he went away bewildered, confused, and wondered what he had missed. And then Mary Magdalene was struggling to understand what had happened when she just sees an empty tomb and doesn't recognize Jesus until he calls her by name. And then her eyes are opened. And she goes to tell the disciples, and she says, "I have seen the Lord." Then last week, we hear the story of Jesus appearing to the disciples and to Thomas, who, when he sees Jesus, declares, "My Lord and my God." Well, hearing these early accounts of the resurrection, perhaps we wonder, what was it about the risen Jesus that made him so hard to recognize? Or was it simply that the disciples were just so not expecting this? And so their eyes needed to be opened to see Jesus, and their hearts opened to receive his message. Well, today we're going to turn to Luke's gospel and Luke's account of the resurrection. And there's a story in Luke's gospel about two disciples on the road to Emmaus that isn't in the other gospels. And so we have this unique story. Just like some of the other gospels, the women had gone to the tomb early on Easter morning and found it empty. And when they told the disciples, in Luke's gospel it says, no one believed them, but thought it was an idle tale. So presumably these two disciples decided to go back home, back to their village in Emmaus, leaving behind this community of disciples that they had been with Jesus for so long. And now that Jesus had died, they were going back home. And perhaps they thought that there was just no reason to stay. They were deeply shaken and sorrowful. The New Living Translation describes them as sadness written across their faces. So as they're walking back home and talking about all the events that had happened, the resurrected Jesus starts walking with them. And he talks with them and says, "What are you discussing?" And they don't as yet recognize him. And so Luke writes this sort of dripping with irony. They say to Jesus, "You must be the only person in town who hasn't heard about the events that happened in the last few days." What things, Jesus asks with curiosity. Then they go on to tell Jesus about what happened to him. And as yet, they still didn't know who Jesus is. They just don't recognize him. They didn't see him. Well, Jesus then goes on to explain to them why the Messiah had to die, and he reveals to them through the scripture all that was said about himself, as only Jesus can do. Then as they reach town, they're back at their village. Jesus is about to go on, but they beg him to stay. And it is then, while having a meal together, as Jesus breaks the bread with them, that their eyes are opened and they see him. They recognize him. It's as if the light switch has been turned on. It is the Lord. And then Jesus disappears. And they recall with each other how their hearts were burning as they listened to Jesus explaining the scriptures. It's then that they turn around and sprint back to Jerusalem. I can just imagine them running those 7 miles back to Jerusalem to tell the others. Because that's what you do. When you experience the risen Christ, you run to tell others, your friends, your companions, your community. Well, I wonder if you've ever had an experience like that where suddenly it's as if your eyes are open to something. Maybe it's some truth. Or maybe you see something in a new way, like you've never seen before. Or you see perhaps faith in a new way. Well, I remember back in 2019, we had a theme for our program year. And it was Companions on the Way. And we have a theme each year here at St. Mark's. And that particular year, it was based on this story from Luke. And it provided direction for our year. Well, little did we know all the changes that were going to happen. And that just a year later, our community would be changed drastically. That we would be experiencing a coronavirus in 2020. And we would end up being separated from one another. Our community would be unable to meet. You know, it was difficult, to say the least, to manage those first few months. And I'm sure many of you can share your own stories about what that experience was like. To not be able to worship together in person. To not be able to sing together. I remember all our discussions about how can we do church? How do you visit the sick and comfort the dying? How are we going to continue to feed the hungry and care for the homeless? How do you support children and youth and their families when we can't meet together? Schools were closed and programs and trips were canceled. Professional sports canceled games. Theaters went dark. And at the same time, hospitals were completely overwhelmed. It was a scary time, kind of a dark time, a sad time, not knowing what would happen next, perhaps hunkering down with our families in our homes, or if living alone, feeling very isolated from our companions, from our community. The question we kept wondering about and discussing as a staff and with our leadership here at St. Mark's is, how do we companion one another during a time like this? And it was hard to see where we are going and what lie ahead. And yet, there was a deep sense during this time that we were not alone, that we were in this together. And that Jesus was accompanying us, companioning us along the way, walking alongside us on our journey, even maybe when we didn't see all of it. I remember when we first began to have worship services online, and we quickly were able to pivot to that and felt like that was a lifeline, a way to connect. Maybe many of you remember worshiping online and how we connected in that way. And I remember the Sunday, I think about 2 weeks in, when we were filming from our homes, using our cell phones to film ourselves, and we were filming different parts of the service. And the time that we had communion virtually for the first time, after not being able to have it. We were all in in our homes, but we somehow connected and we were sharing in that holy meal, breaking bread together. And then I remember thinking, you know, Christ is present here. Christ is present in this moment. It was as if somebody switched on the lights. Seeing Christ's presence, Jesus was there with us, even if it was virtually. Through the meal, we were connected as a community. I think about the many times that we share communion together as a community, and now being able to do it both in person and online, and how that connects us. And also, as we take communion, as I feel very privileged to do as one of your pastors, to people who can't come to church, who are maybe in care centers or in the hospital, and how meaningful that is, and how they feel so connected. That word, communion, reminds me of community, and that we are connected and share together in the body of Christ. It is here that we see Christ's presence. We see Jesus. Just like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, it is as they are sharing a meal together with Jesus and he blesses and breaks the bread, the disciples' eyes are opened and they do recognize him. Jesus had been with them through that 7-mile journey, but it is not until the breaking of the bread that they see him. And then they remember, weren't our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us, while he was opening the scriptures to us? Well, I love this picture that is on the screen here. It's an artist named Hei Chi, and it's a depiction of the road to Emmaus. And you may see it as it hangs in our entryway, so we can view it as we come into church, and perhaps more importantly, as we leave church. And it's a picture of this story and a reminder that Jesus accompanies us along the way as we too companion one another. I love that picture of the community. So too, we are invited to see Jesus and to encounter him along our journey in life, to have our eyes opened. So, dear ones, I wonder where you see the risen Christ in your lives today. When do you feel your heart burning within you? Or perhaps you're struggling to see him through clouds of grief or fear or loneliness. You know, I wish sometimes that we could give one another special glasses to see Christ's presence among us, especially in those darkest times when it seems like the light's gone out, especially then. In the moments when we cannot see Jesus or we feel far away from his presence, that is when he appears. And he wraps his arms around our shoulders. I have seen him. I have seen the Lord in the hospital room, in a support group, in that moment when you get the news, in the middle of the night, when you cannot sleep, at the graveside. Jesus is there. He walks with you and me. And so does this community of faith, in the prayers, in the hands holding yours, in the breaking of the bread at communion, in the companionship of this community of faith, this fellowship of believers. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Well, may you see Jesus. May you experience his presence today. I have seen the Lord here in this place, and I see Christ in you. No need for any special glasses. Hearts burning and hands held, we walk together with our Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
You've been listening to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows podcast channel. Thanks for joining us.